Our Holy Gospel reading for today is taken from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the word of life. So I have a question for you this morning. And that question is, when you're gone, when you are no longer here on this earth, what is it that you want your children or your grandchildren or those you love? What do you want for them? What do you want them to know about life? What kind of a legacy is it that you want to leave? Well, when my dad was, his health was declining, he had just gone on hospice care, I knew that I needed to prepare myself for a time that he was not going to be here. And that was not really something I even wanted to imagine. But one moment when his thoughts were clear and his words were coming to him, I asked him a question. I said, "Dad, what do you want for us when you're gone?" And his response was very simple and yet very clear. He said, "Love each other no matter what. Take care of each other. This is most important." And I appreciate that really simple but profound wisdom of my father about what is really most important as we live the lives that we've been given. When I hear these words of Jesus this morning, offering his disciples a new commandment to love each other, I hear them really as wisdom of a man who knows he's dying. Now, Jesus was very healthy at this time. He wasn't on hospice care like my father was at all. But he knew that his death was close at hand. He knew that he didn't have very much longer in this world with those that he loved the most. He had just demonstrated his love for his disciples by washing their feet. He speaks with his disciples about his relationship with God and how God is truly glorified in earthly demonstrations of love and compassion, of peace and justice. And by sharing these words, by giving them a commandment, Jesus is both preparing his beloved friends for life without him, and he's also giving them something that will keep them living. He gives them a mission, a calling that has the power to transform their lives and also the power to transform the world. Jesus leaves his disciples with a legacy, something that keeps on giving. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Now, although Jesus talks about this being a new commandment, his words really aren't brand new. I mean, they have echoes in the law and the prophets and to Jesus' own teachings of the day. But these are words that are simple and yet tender words of a man who knows he's going to die. They're like a heartfelt plea spoken earnestly to those he loves the most, to understand what is most important in all of life. Love each other. Take care of each other. No matter what. In the face of denial and betrayal. I mean, Judas had just left the room to betray Jesus, and Jesus knew that. But in the face of betrayal and denial, love one another. In the midst of grief and fear, take care of each other. In the midst of conflict and name-calling and division, love one another. This is most important. These words of Jesus speak to us loud and clear today, that love is truly the answer. Love always has been the answer for the followers of Christ. Love is the answer. Love will always be the answer. Love is that legacy that Jesus leaves for his children, that he leaves for us to not only embrace, but to also live out. And he shows us how. He shows us how to be a community of love, because that's not always easy to do, is it? No, it's not. Being a community is both a beautiful thing and a messy thing, because we're human beings and we're not perfect. Sometimes we will, there will be division and conflict among us. Sometimes we will betray and deny one another. The church is no different. We are beautiful and messy people of God. But unlike any other human institution, as the church, we are called to be centered again and again and again and recentered as many times as we need to in the very love of Christ. And that love, which is a love for others. No matter what kind of love for others. It's easy for us to rationalize our way out of loving other people because we want to qualify love. We want to complicate things by setting requirements of who is worthy of love and who's not. Likewise, we sometimes will want to pat ourselves on the back for loving people that we tolerate, or tolerating the unlovable among us. But Jesus reminds us that we don't love other people because of who they are, or even always because of who we are. We love because Jesus tells us to. He says to his disciples, to his beloved, love one another. By your love, everyone's going to know that you are my disciple. This love is Christ's legacy among us. And by definition, a legacy is something that remains, something that lasts after someone is gone. And we know, though, that Jesus is still with us, helping us to live out this legacy. He's with us, always making things new, always making us new with forgiveness and love. As we seek to be loving and forgiving children of God, our risen Christ walks with us. He talks with us, exposing our messiness, forgiving us, and always recreating us into something beautiful. Each and every day, Jesus is showing us how to love each other. How to love each other no matter what. Because this truly is the most important thing. As you think about your life, are you living a legacy of love? How are you loving the people who have been put in your path as you journey through life? How are we, as the people of God, working to make our world a better place by taking that risk to reach out in love to others, even when that might be scary or might hurt a little bit? How are we investing in other human beings? How are we investing in them with love? How's God calling us here at St. Mark Lutheran Church to love even more visibly and clearly, so that everyone will know that this love is of God, and that our God is beautiful and amazing? Today, Jesus is clear. He speaks to us tender words of life. Love each other, he says. Love each other. Take care of each other, no matter what. No matter what, this is most important. Amen.